Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis. How's everybody doing? The halacha is like the Man D'Omer that says that when you do Kibud Av V'Em, you don't have to use your own money, use your parents' money. However, if you have to stop working in order to do Kibud Av V'Em, you must do so even though it's going to cost you at the end. You're preventing yourself from gaining money. If your father decides to throw his own wallet and waste money, throw the wallet into the ocean. Even if you're the Yoyrish, you're going to inherit this, you're not allowed to say anything. Rav Huna, he was a moichel, his own covet to his son, and he tested him by ripping his clothing on the seam. He wanted to see if his son is going to be upset and be bekas. The Gemara tells us that you're permitted to give your own son Maiser Ani. That's the Maiser, 10% of what's left over from your produce after you give Trumas and Maiseris. On years 3 and 6, you give it to the Ani. So if your son is poor, you're permitted to give him from the Maiser Ani. But to your own father, a son to his father, you're not allowed to give him unless he has nothing else. Because Zila Milsa, it's not nice to give your father Maiser Ani. When a father makes a mistake in Halacha, you have to tell him, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says this and this. And he'll understand by himself that he made a mistake. The halacha is like easy. That if you have two things in front of you, you have a mitzvah of, let's say, bearing a mace, and you have kibud av v'em. If it's a mitzvah that can be done through somebody else, let's say going to levaya, you let somebody else do that mitzvah and you do kibud av v'em. Otherwise, the other mitzvah is first because you and your father, you're both mechuyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that mitzvah. The halacha is a father who's moichel on his kavod. It's a good mechila. You can be moichel on his kavod. Rava agrees that even a Talmud Chacham, because a Talmud Chacham, the Torah is considered his own Torah. Yes, it says in the pasuk that it's Hashem's Torah, but it says in the pasuk also, the second pasuk in Tehillim, "Ubesayrasa yehege yom avalayla." Your own Torah, you shall learn day and night. So therefore, I can take that Torah, as long as it's not a busha to the Torah, and I could be moichel on my kavod. Yet, Rav himself, when his son got married, he went around the wedding and he was pouring everybody l'chaim. And he was upset, he was makbid on the amirayim that didn't stand up for him. Yes, he belittled himself and he was saying, I don't want kavod, but he expected them to show at least a hint of kavod by standing up slightly off their chair just to show that they're being makbid on his godless. This is machlokes by the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, the head of Klal Yisrael, the head of the Sanhedrin. The machlokes is whether you learn from Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu was a human being. He went and he put himself down by feeding the malachim, which he didn't know they were malachim. They looked like Arabs. Or do we learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who every single day sets our table, gives us sustenance, and he's putting himself down, kaviyachal. So, according to everybody, a king is not allowed to be moichel on his kavod, but a nasi is moichel on his kavod. A king, it says, soim tasim alecha melech. You have to have fear of a king, so he's not allowed to be moichel on his kavod. A sugya of standing up for a zaken, mipnei seva takum. According to the Tanakhama, since it doesn't say takum vadarto twice, so it's mashma, it's one, that he's a zaken, he's a zaken and a chacham. He's an older person and also a talmud chacham. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, since it doesn't say Mipnei Seva Zaken, it's mashma that he's also a yonik and a chacham. In other words, even a younger person who's a chacham, you have to stand up for. And according to Isi Ben Yehuda, Seva means every old person. So we have a three million machlokes. In other words, a person who's not a talmud chacham, he just happens to be an older person over 70. According to Isi, you're mechuyev to stand up for him. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day.